So together here for the final talk. A few points of reflection I'd like to bring up. So, I hope you can enjoy the peace and the stillness of just being in the bush the last, three days. The opportunity to step back from the busyness of your life, fast-paced, moving pace of the world, or just, to push the pause button on your digital interaction. Just being a quiet place, beautiful monastery, not having to talk. What does that feel like? Reflect on it. Yeah, maybe you didn't get into the eighth jhanas. Maybe the mind was chattering away the whole time. But surely there must be a moment of stillness, moment of quietness in the mind, moment that the body begins to relax. And that's the thing that I like to point to, something that you think that you remember. Yeah, I was trying to cherish that peace, the stillness. Remember, peace is happiness. The first talk. Peace is stillness. And that's precious. Peace is also precious in the world. We live in a world of values, kind of excitement, titillation, extreme experience. It's not worth having unless it's extreme. Every product, every holiday, has the word extreme on it, as if it's more exciting. Unless it's something is, this is extreme, it's not worth having. Which is fine. But it could be a bit tiring. It could be a bit stressful. And it's only, and with so much kind of distraction, ways to distract ourselves, ways to get busy, it tires the mind out. And it's not a surprise that you get a lot more, people coming in feeling stressed out, tired. When the mind is tired, a lot of negative states start to appear. Anxiety, depression, feelings of loneliness, disconnection. And it's just a natural state of the mind when it's, tired, when it's been overworked, when it hasn't had time to relax and process life. We're moving too quickly. Yeah. So anything, hopefully, kind of a taste for stillness, how valuable that is for our mental well-being, really. Forget about the enlightenment, the jhanas, just a bit of stillness, a bit of quiet time. It's a great way to recharge our sense of well-being, sense of connection to the world around us. And with anything, it's like you have something precious, you keep an eye on it, right? It's like a mother with her baby. She goes to the grocery store, she's sitting in the cart, she's looking around, shopping, but she always has one eye on her baby, because that's the precious thing, most important thing in the world for her, right? So like she walked out in the car and she goes home, she's like, oh, where's my baby? Oh, I left it in the car, right? That never happens. Hopefully not too often. And the same with peace, right? Peace, it is something precious, something we want to keep an eye on. It's just thrown away. Because we want to go on an exciting holiday, an exciting relationship, a new work project, or whatever it is that we want to go. The next thing, the next iPhone, the next new car that we can get. No, sometimes we pull back. Okay, where's peace? How do I incline towards that more? Where's the stillness? How about setting some time up just to do nothing? Just to be sitting. I have a very busy life. Well, I don't have busy. I have fairly busy lives, but you guys have very busy lives with jobs and traffics and relationships and kids to manage. And it's fine. Those are important responsibilities that you have in the world. But also, you have responsibility to yourself to set a time, a few minutes during the day, just to sit. Give yourself free license not to do anything. Just to be, take a few deep breaths. Allow things to be. Just processing, slowing down, getting some clarity in the mind. Because the more, you know, we do, which is fine, we can do lots of things, but also always, you know, having the balance with the stillness, with the peace. And it makes the experience of being human so much more enjoyable. Life can be very stressful. We don't know how to let go, how to be still, how to flow with things. And it doesn't take much. It takes just take a change of perspective, a reminder. You know what I mean? As you know, as you reflect on this weekend, hopefully each and every one of you can take away with the stillness, with the calm, with the clarity. And then keep remembering that. The more you remember, the more that stays with you. Burn that into your memory of experience. And whatever you focus on, that grows, right? If you're focusing on the chattering mind, focusing on different issues, negativity in the world, now, of course, that grows in your mind. Yeah, so meditation is focusing. It's an act of focusing. Focusing what's important. Focusing on what's valuable. Focusing on the stillness. As you focus on that, that grows. So you go back and you can think, ah, I've wasted 3 days of sitting, walking. And the mind just doesn't shut up. I wasted my time. I shouldn't have gone on my extreme holiday next time then. This is like something to talk about. So what do you do for your weekend? Your long weekend. Went to a monastery. Couldn't watch any movies. Couldn't even eat dinner. What'd you take away? What'd you tell your friend? And the mind wouldn't even shut up. But if you remember a few moments of stillness, you remember, oh, it's really nice not to have to answer the phone. Not to have to look at your Facebook account for a whole weekend. Or never having to do anything. Just to be with the body and the mind. Just, you know, walking around the bush, enjoying the sights, the smell, the forest after it's raining. Just the simple pleasure of life that's in the present moment. And so as the mind calms down, there's clarity. And wisdom is born of that. It's so much more powerful than the thinking mind. So as we kind of leave the monastery, go back to the world, always remember what peace feels like, what stillness, what not doing. As you know, as we run around, we go to work, look after our family, try to save the world, lots of projects, do things. But our roads, our plans, our future, we all meet together again, one destination, right? At the cemetery. We'll all see each other again at the cemetery. So remember that. Whatever you do, whatever it is that you do, you're all going to die one day. So, what is it that you really want to do? What is it so important to do in this world? And I don't know. It's more of a, obviously, an encouragement to reflect. To stay with that thought. What is it that I want to do? I'm going to die anyway. What should I do with my life? What is the meaning of life? It's something that each and every one of us have to figure out for ourselves. Unless you understand death, life can be very confusing. Why are we running around doing so many things? Really? So as we part ways again, temporarily or permanently, depends on our karma. I was just going to encourage you just to a few points of reflection. Peace is happiness. Stillness is happiness. not doing, not moving. And there's something precious in the world. We live in a very fast-moving world. So we can do our way, want to save the world. Start with this heart and mind. Start with this body. Now we can slow down a little bit. Just put the pulse button. A little bit. Once in a while. And see what happens. Okay. So before we end, we'd like to bring up some... express our gratitude, obviously, to all the volunteers who made this happen. But also, we'll end up with a short metta meditation, kind of radiating good energy, sending our good thoughts to all the past community members, the volunteers who kind of made this place happen. Obviously, Aikema, who donated a piece of land to begin with. Kanti Paolo, the first abbot, who kind of started this community, kept it going for about 12 years. Yeah. And all the community members in the past, and present, and future, who come to volunteer to help maintain the place. Yeah. So as we practice, you know, it's a great blessing to share some of that goodness to all those people around us. And also to all the living beings, the animals, seen and unseen, that have always, you know, shared the space with us as well. Been here for, you know, 9 years now. And always felt very protected, very blessed with whatever's around here. It's a great feeling just to be here, to enjoy the location, the space. Feel very nourished and protected in this place. Yeah. And great to appreciation to all the people in the kitchen who's not here at the moment, offering beautiful food to us, yeah, without any kind of, which is now no small of effort. And I think Frank might have something to say, or you said already. No, Frank might have a few housekeeping duties to announce.
There's not much more to say. I was going to thank people as you just did.
Okay.
Thank you everyone for coming and for helping out, making it all work. Obviously, big thanks to the kitchen people. Done an amazing job. I'd like to thank Ajahn for allowing us to have this retreat and for all the spiritual guidance and answering questions and tips on meditation. There's a donation box outside the kitchen where you can put some money in if you feel so obliged. There's also opportunity to donate online. There's some instructions there if that's your method of preference. As Ajahn said, there'll be a little tour after lunch. Sure. One of the Anagarikas we've got, you can see on Mike's hut if you'd like to do that. There may be a few bags of rubbish. If you see any rubbish outside the kitchen and are able to take a bag home to pop in your bin, that would be very helpful. And otherwise, hope everyone had a good time and drive safely on the road home. And welcome to hang around, you know, this afternoon if you like. Thank you.
Okay. Just okay, so we end this with short meditation, metta meditation. We get into posture. Close our eyes. For the next few moments, just to connect with the body. Can you tune in to different sensations of the body? How does it feel just to be sitting here? Feeling the cool air how much pressure you're putting onto the sitting mat. We bring attention to the center of our chest. Say to ourselves, may I be well, may I be happy. May my body be full of strength, be free from sickness, full of energy. May my mind be free of anxieties and worries, clear, calm, and bright. You visualize a slight glow of light in the middle of your chest starts to get bigger and brighter. Starts to radiate through the whole body, soothing, healing all the different parts of your body with the positive energy of your mind. May I live in peace and harmony within myself and the world around me. Visualize the other people in this room, but also glowing their own individual lights. All the lights start to merge together to one big ball of brightness. May all beings, may all the retreats in this room be well and happy. May they be blessed with good health, longevity, much vitality and energy. You can visualize different people's faces appearing in front of you with smiles of contentment, gentle smiles of peace. May whatever peace and stillness them nourished this weekend grow and strengthen in their life. May they have the good fortune to achieve all that they desire, and the energy, intelligence, to realize whatever it is that they want in life. But also may they have the patience, the wisdom to accept the failures, the setbacks that are part of life. May they always learn from their experience and grow from them. visualizing this wildfire getting bigger and brighter. Starts to spread throughout the forest. Soothing, healing, calming. All the living creatures it comes across. Just to the power, through the power of a well-wishing, a power of a combined mental strength. It starts to move upward, to radiate, to shine all throughout Sydney, New South Wales, spreading northward all the way to Queensland, wishing well-being, wishing peace and clarity to all beings north of us. South, all the way down to the southern New South Wales. Okay, warming the hearts of different beings on this cool morning. Just through the power of a clear mind, may all the beings be free from anxieties and worries in this very moment, just for an instant. Free from feelings of anxieties and alienation, free from loneliness and sadness. May be blessed with calm, clarity, sense of connection, sense of fulfillment. The light starts to radiate westward and east direction, encompassing the whole continent of Australia, ever increasing, expanding, enveloping the whole entire globe. May all beings in the world be well. May they be free from worries and anxieties, free from the mental sufferings of loneliness